got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
On K-Rock 955. This is Jess's Replace Tim Acathlon.
Oh yeah, the biggest sporting event in regional Victoria now.
Now Tim, today is your last day here at K-Rock for the next month, taking 4 full weeks off to look after your brand new child.
Yep, looking forward to it.
Very exciting stuff. And in the only first and only contestant for the Replace Tim Acathlon, Jack has been put through his paces this week.
He's on the phone with us now. He was just in the studio. He's run down to Moorabool Street. Jack, are you there?
Yeah, loud and clear, guys.
All right.
Great.
He's already got the lingo down.
We are trying to see if Jack is ready to take over as a co-host for me, Tim.
Yep.
Putting him through, you know, typical scenarios a radio announcer would have to go through.
Yes. So in a moment, in the next couple of minutes, we'll go through the events that Jack has completed and competed in. But Jack, you've got one more left and we're going to get you to do it now. Now, where exactly are you on Moorabool Street?
I'm on the corner of Mallet and Moorabool.
So you're at the intersection.
I'm on the intersection in front of Kathmandu.
Excellent.
That's an outdoor brand.
All right. Well, if you do see Jack out on Moorabool Street, give him a honk.
Give him a honk. Flash of lights.
Give him a wave.
Oh, I'm being inundated with honks and waves right now, guys. Pandemonium down here.
Now, Jack.
Oh, my God. Oh, they're flocking to me. Back off.
Now, Jack, working in radio promotions or doing a live cross down to the street, have you ever heard one at a radio station, like maybe what they offer when they're there? There we go.
Jack
is the shaggy-looking man on the corner.
I got one.
Okay. Remember, keep honking if you see Jack while he's out there.
So, Jack, what we're going to ask you to do now is just describe what you're seeing. We're across to you live down on Moorabool Street. Tell us what's happening, Jack.
All right, here we are. We're on the corner of Moorabool Street. Tell you what. We could be on the Gold Coast. The palm trees are flowing gently in the breeze. The water is glistening in the distance. There's, a group of teenagers vaping off on the street there, looking pretty cool.
Sounds like
But no, guys, sun is shining. I'm looking up at the K-Rock billboard with Tim's face, which will obviously be replaced by my face. So
obviously.
No, Tim. Nice knowing you. Have a good life.
Jack, obviously one of the main attractions of Moorabool Street. How's the bus stop looking at the moment? Any buses
nice
pulling
full?
In? What numbers?
Oh, the bus stop is absolutely humming. There's probably 30 head in of people.
Are you talking like head of cattle?
Yep. Few buses coming and going. It's starting to heat up. Friday afternoon. Good time to be at a bus stop.
All right.
It is always a good time to be at a bus stop.
Jess, is there anything else you'd like Jack to do before we get him up here?
I think I'd like him to run back into the studio, Tim, because he hasn't got long to get upstairs.
Wait until the pedestrian starts clicking,
of course.
We say, and remember,
responsibly.
You see Jack, the shaggy man on the corner.
My name starts with J, but I'm not a jaywalker, okay?
Finally, someone's brave enough to say, give him a honk, give him a flash. Jack, you have 5 minutes to get back into the studio here before Live's lightning crash finishes, and then we're going to let you know how you've gone in the Replace Tim Acathlon, okay?
Good luck, my friend.
Okay, ciao for now, guys. Ciao for now.
Ciao for now. I like that. You've had a busy week, mate.
Yeah, I've been very busy, but I'm back in the studio. I'm not puffed nor panting.
Sure.
I would have been so out of breath if someone made
I would advise against lying on this show. But, Jack, for the Replace Tim Acathlon, like the decathlon in the Olympics, multiple events at the end of it, we see who comes out on top. So we're going to review all of the events that you've competed in over the last couple of days and let you know what your final standing is.
Our first and only competitor, let's see how you did.
Okay. Let's have a look back, Jess. What was the first event we got Jack to do?
It was reading of our commercials.
That's right.
Yes.
Where did Jack finish in that?
Jack finished first of
one. Yes. Come on.
Well done.
All right, first of one. What was the second event that Jack competed in?
The next event was the music knowledge event.
Yes.
Jack finished first of one.
It's a strong start. This is a very strong start. Event number three, please, Jess.
Yes, we had him do a cross for K-Rock football.
Correct. Come on.
Live from Janjuk.
Come on.
Jack finished first
of
one.
Come on. quick score check to see where I'm at against the other
currently
competitors.
Currently 1-1.
Yes.
Excellent.
Good.
Well done.
But it all...
I don't want to get ahead of myself.
It all hinges on the final event that just took place...
Moments ago,
if you were listening, if you were honking at the Shaggy Man on the corner of Moorabool and Mallop.
A live cross down on Moorabool Street. But
describing what he sees. Sometimes when world's hectic, Jess, you've got to get out there.
You do.
Get down on the
boots
street.
Boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Jack... Uh-huh. Finished.
Come on.
First of
yes!
one. Congratulations, Jack. Give me your hand, mate.
Well
yes.
done.
Wow.
Firm
wow.
handshake.
Right
confirmed.
Back at
you.
Wow,
have hey. Won the replace Timocathlon.
First, starting immediately.
Yes. not only do you get a gold medal, but you get a huge responsibility.
You also get Ooh. A pass
Hang on. Hang
to
on.
Come back
Hang
into
on.
The building.
What was the second thing you said?
Is the massive responsibility
yeah.
of
yeah.
carrying the weight. Yeah.
You'll be starting
the
on the show from 3 p.m. on Monday.
Right.
With yours truly. Jack and Jess for the drive home.
For a month.
Yep. Yeah. That's a lot of leave, actually, now that I think about it. Let's do 2 and 2.
Yeah.
I'll look after your kid for 2 weeks.
Immediately gets handed the reins to the show and is already negotiating.
No, I
what
like
is
it.
Happening?
This is exactly what I would do in your situation, Jack. No, genuinely, mate, so stoked to have you on board now. It
Great
was
to be here.
Obviously close to the line. You just never know. We might have had no one win the replace Tim Capelon.
Yeah.
All I would say is get out this weekend. Live your life.
Okay.
Because now... Guess what?
What?
Living your life is what you got to do, then you talk about it.
Oh.
It's that simple.
Love that.
It's
so if you could come up with something to talk about on Monday, that would really help us out a
All
lot.
Right. I can do that.
You're
hey,
looking around like
me.
That's a lot for us to put on you. To
yeah,
talk
I'm
about
starting
something.
To starting to feel it a little
I've
bit.
I've already got a few surprises up my sleeve for Monday's show.
Oh, yeah.
So be prepared is all I'm going
to
say.
Maybe keep a low profile this weekend, actually.
That's so true.
Okay. All right. Wait, good to be here. I can't wait.
Well, Jack, see you back on Monday afternoon. I won't because I won't be here. But
Whistling the way home, listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
And Jess, don't you hate it when you have those questions stuck in your head that just rattle around and around and around? You just never know the answers to them.
Well, you asked me a question this week and I said, what are you asking me this for? The only person that will have the answer for you is a good friend of our show.
Yeah, his name is Dr. Carl. Dr. Carl, thank you very much for joining us on the show for the next little bit. Just quickly before we get into the question that's been rattling my brain, heard that Margot Robbie, the Australian super actress and the lead movie actor in Barbie, it was gushing over you recently. How does that feel?
I'm incredibly honoured. I'm not worthy. She's a wonderful thing that she's done. And it's up there with life experiences. Now, the prime media life experience I've ever had in the media is appearing on Play School.
Oh,
this is up there with Play School.
Wow.
That's how good it is.
Because she was
big.
Saying that you're pretty much the smartest man in Australia and that you're the coolest guy ever. So
That's awfully kind, but not quite. But it's very nice of you to say
Well,
that.
Dr. Carl, the reason that we've got you on the show is not just to pump up your tyres because Margot Robbie thinks you're the best. I think I have a bit of a problem. I told Jess what I've been eating lately and she thinks that I do.
I think it's an obscene amount.
It's food related. When I've been eating a lot of honey lately, like a lot of honey, like 500 right. grams a week of honey. And it got us talking about, are there certain foods that you can eat too much of in short periods of time? So are there foods and is honey one of them where you go, oh, that's a lot of honey for that amount of time?
Well, basically, it's sugar with micro amounts of other stuff added. And those micro amounts have occasional antibacterial, bactericidal or bacteriostatic properties in mild degrees. But overwhelmingly, you're having half a kilogram of sugar a week. And that's a lot of extra calories. But on the other hand, it's not bad for you, if depending on what sort of work you do. So, for example, if you are working no. flat out as a labourer and or you're swimming, like you're doing the seven ocean swims and you're swimming not in kilograms, but you'll burn that up.
Okay.
Or if you're a champion bike rider, I'm guessing you're not one of those
what
top
athletes.
What if
you sit on your butt for 6 hours a day, Dr.
Carl? What about that?
Well, in that case, almost certainly what's going to happen is that you'll just put on a few extra calories and a bit of extra weight here and there. I'm sorry.
Because what I think I have to add as well, if that's the case, if I am essentially eating 500 grams of sugar a week, because it's just on toast, but I am lathering a lot of butter on it
as well. I was going to say, how much butter are you putting on
too? So I'm probably going through half a block of butter at the moment as well. Is that not helping out my honey thing? Because it makes it smooth to taste, but my arteries are probably not agreeing, right, Dr. Carl?
Well, okay. With regard to butter, it has fat. So there's three sorts of fats. There's saturated and unsaturated. When you talk about saturated fats, dairy fats fit into a different category of medium chain versus long chain. So they're not as bad for you as the saturated fats in meat.
Okay. So it's right? Bad news already.
Well, the thing is, you are taking in extra calories that you don't need.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Because fat is basically gets burned into calories. They're not really building blocks. You really should be having a balanced diet. But on the other hand, think about this. You can lose weight on a diet 100% of McDonald's.
Oh.
You wouldn't be eating a lot, I imagine.
That's not what Supersize Me told me, Dr. Carl.
Let's talk about the quantity you have. But you could, if you ate a small amount of food and did a bit of exercise and your food was 100% McDonald's burgers, but you didn't have many of them, your calories out would be more than your calories in, and you would lose weight. But the nutritional value, oh my God, just close to zero, just terrible.
Right. So what you're saying is Tim's not doing terribly,
right,
but could definitely do better than his butter and honey on toast every morning.
Yeah, there was a myth for many years that Madonna, and now she denies it, lived off corn. And if you live entirely off corn, you can get a terrible disease that they have had around different parts of the world. And I forget the name. You go on chasing this up for me, Dr. Jess. Well,
yeah.
What's the name of the vitamin that you're missing?
Oh.
The vitamin that you're missing if you eat too much.
Yeah, there's a vitamin that you do not get. I think it might be B1, and you end up with pellagra. And that's
Jess.
A terrible, terrible disease. So you can have lots and lots and lots of corn to eat. And this happened especially in the deep south of the USA, where corn was available.
Very popular.
You had a diet of totally
vitamin
corn.
Vitamin B3, Dr. Carl.
Wow, look at you shadowing Dr. Carl, Dr.
Yeah.
Jess.
Yeah. So what were some of the symptoms of pellagra?
Some of the symptoms of pellagra.
He's got you doing work.
The 4 Ds, Dr. Carl. Dermatitis, diarrhea, dementia, and death.
Oh, the big four.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't think
four.
You'd want
any
of those, to be honest.
No, you don't want any of those. So that's a case of where living a mono diet can be bad for you. You're better off having a broad diet of many different types of foods. But not everybody does that.
All right.
You do the best you can, depending on how things are.
Watch out for just eating corn, because you get the 4 Ds, which do lead to the big D, death. Dr. Carl, if you wouldn't mind sticking around for the next couple of minutes, Jess has some questions about food eating challenges in particular. She's completed a few. And
Tim's attempted a few.
I've failed all of them. And Jess has done a few food eating competitions in her lifetime. And we see the ones in the United States happening a fair bit. Like
The one that I did, Dr. Carr, was a hot wings eating challenge. So each level, they increased the spice level. And after 7 levels of spices, I was in a world of pain. I can't even imagine what these competitive eaters feel like after like the hot dog eating competition that just happened July 4th.
What happens to your body in like a spicy wing eating challenge?
Well, some people have the so-called ring of fire, where they have receptors for capsaicin around the other end from your mouth, and some people don't. So first, let's talk about the spices. The hotness comes because of coincidence. On your tongue, you have receptors that can pick up heat. And by an amazing coincidence, the active ingredient in chili, a chemical called capsaicin, activates those receptors. Now, you don't get pure heat because there are other flavors associated with it, but you do get this feeling of hotness. And it's measured in a thing called a Scoville unit, and pure capsaicin is about 16 million. And most people start to wuss out at around 1,000 or 2,000. At one occasion, for no good reason, I had a chili eating competition with my son. And when we got to the stage where we both had lost sensation in a butterfly pattern on our faces and we were sweating, I gave up before he did, so he technically won.
Oh,
and that was
God.
Only a couple of thousand. So, but there are people in America who go in these competitions and they measure the Scoville unit scale, and they're up in the hundreds of thousands. I don't think anybody can even touch a million, but it's very bad. So what happened with you, Dr. Jess?
I had like a real bad stomach ache.
It was coming out both ends.
It was.
It was like Sonic the Hedgehog just spinning round and round and round all over.
Politely,
again.
It was coming out both ends.
Wow.
Yeah. But I mean, that's a different kind of story compared to volume food eating competitions.
Yeah, this is what we're really curious about.
The bloke who holds the current record for the hot dog eating competition, Dr. Carl, 74 hot dogs. He's eaten to take out that title, and he's done it like 16 times. What does a person's body go through eating that many hot dogs in one sitting?
You're taking in several kilograms of food. That's a huge amount. You're eating enough food in one sitting that would do you for, you know, several days. So, although let's just sort of back up a bit here. Physical activity is part of a heavy, you know, healthy lifestyle, and a few people get to the highest echelon, which is becoming an elite athlete. And what we've found over the last four decades is that in various mainstream sports, the world records for performance have improved by about 40%. But in hot dog eating, it's gone up by 700%. And this is at Nathan's on Coney Island, where I've actually... Have you been there?
Haven't been there, but we've seen every year what happens.
Yeah, that is the hot dog eating competition.
Yeah. So in competitive eating, you've got to have a dysfunction. It's got to be massive. And the dysfunction has to be that you allow extreme, I mean, extremely extreme dilatation to the stomach combined with massively reduced stomach emptying. So your stomach, that organ in the bottom left there, it just keeps on getting bigger and bigger. And, of course, you have to ignore all the normal physiological signs of fullness or satiety. And by the way, just as an aside, eating one hot dog per day for a year will increase your chances of colorectal cancer by 7%.
Oh, my God.
Right? I am. So we're talking something around 9 kilograms or so. So in 10 minutes, a person will eat enough food for 11 or 12 days.
Whoa.
Right.
It's too much.
How far did you get on that?
We haven't tried the hot dog one purely out of fear, Dr. Carl.
Volume's not our thing.
It just seems like, without going into too much details, it seems like having to go to the bathroom after doing something like that would potentially be a medical situation at most. But it's definitely eye-opening, so we really appreciate you giving us a bit of insight, because this hot dog eating competition was only a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
So,
and I think, Tim, you no more honey for you?
No more honey for me. We appreciate I think that we locked that down. Jess, Dr. Carl, we always love when he comes on the show. He's got an incredible book if you love a bit of a read for Dr. Carl.
Yes, Dr. Carl's little book of climate change science. You can grab it from all good bookstores.
Thank you so much, Dr. Carl.
Look, thank you so much, Dr. Tim and Dr. Jess.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Jess, still joining us in the studio, is your best friend and my soulmate, DeMarcus Gatlin, the captain of the Geelong United Supercats. DeMarcus, thanks for sticking around.
Thanks for having me.
He's too relaxed.
He's awake.
He's way too relaxed. Now, DeMarcus, we love to get you in here to talk about basketball, but we love getting you in here to do this.
It's Dilemmas with DeMarcus.
Yes, every week we have listeners submit their dilemmas, Tim, on our socials at K-Rock Geelong and also at krock.com.au. A couple of them have come through today.
Yep.
DeMarcus, you were going to solve some people's problems. Are you ready for this?
I'm always looking forward to solving people's dilemmas.
Now, I don't know how much time you spend in an office workplace, but...
Did you have a job before basketball?
Yeah, I've had a couple of jobs in the off season, so yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, this first dilemma comes from an office place. They staying anonymous. Dear DeMarcus, someone at work keeps stealing my stuff from the office kitchen. Never full meals, but my peanut butter has definitely been dipped into, and my butter as well. My drinks are always mysteriously half full. I've sent an all-staff email, but my boss just told me to calm down. What can I do to get this person to stop?
Wow, that's a tough one.
It's hard because you can't prove anything.
Well,
one, you can't prove anything, and then two, she left out, or he may have left out a very important detail about, are you putting your name?
Right.
If you write your name on it, I feel like it's like, okay, this is not community.
But if there's no
name.
Do
you see like a peanut butter and you go, this is a communal peanut butter?
If it's a jar of peanut butter, probably so.
Because I had my lemon biscuit stolen off my desk.
Yes.
I had a biscuit in a Tupperware, DeMarcus, on my desk, not in the communal space. And someone ate my lemon biscuit.
That was definitely just.
Were you here? Actually, no, DeMarcus was here earlier this week.
Oh, that's
when we weren't
true.
Here. You know where our desks are.
I don't
are.
Like lemon flavor.
Oh, that's been everyone's
me.
Answer.
Interesting. Big smile on your face.
I didn't have to steal one. Tim gave me one. So.
Yeah.
First off, try to put your name on all your stuff.
Just to be safe. Back
and
up.
Then secondly, maybe think about getting a little mini fridge.
Oh.
Or a cooler. Or just bring a lunchbox. We call it a lunchbox.
Jess and I had a mini fridge at an old workplace.
And it was a game changer.
And it was the best thing.
See?
But we stole that mini fridge.
DeMarcus, second dilemma. This one's come through. Not sure where it's come through. Dear DeMarcus, next week I am becoming a first-time dad. My wife and I have wanted this for a very, very long time. But I'm they're extremely nervous. How can I make sure I soak up the first week of being a new dad from Tim, a.k.a. me?
That wasn't obvious at all.
Best advice I can give you is just live in the moment. It'll come more natural than what you think.
Okay.
They'll do a lot of sleeping, a lot of eating, which is mom's job pretty much, and you just got to change some diapers. It's really not that bad.
Jess was asking today about nappy etiquette and how many nappies I'd change. I've never changed a nappy, but I was like, I feel confident to do it with my child that's going to be born next week.
I was the exact same way. I have nieces and nephews. I never changed a diaper.
Nah.
As soon as they potty, I'd give them to mom, give them to dad, but you'll be fine. You'll know what to do.
DeMarcus, did you cut the umbilical cord? Because Tim is refusing to
I did.
It just seems like so unnatural.
Somebody's going
to
do it.
Look at him panicking
already. A trained doctor, DeMarcus. A midwife, a nurse.
They're gonna be right there, and they're going to tell you exactly where to cut. They're going to hold it right there and tell you.
What if I drop it? And
drop the baby on the scissors.
What if I drop the scissors?
You wouldn't be off to a good start, fatherhood.
Okay. All right, well.
It's like crossing the finish line. You cut the ribbon.
Yeah, it's marathon runners. Steve Monteghetti used to have a pack of scissors in his sock just in case he finished first. DeMarcus.
You're great.
That was that was definitely an anonymous send in that one. But genuinely, thank you for the advice. Second or third dilemma, can I call you with any advice at any given
absolutely.
Time of the night?
Absolutely.
Well,
he won't answer, but you can certainly call.
DeMarcus, thank you so much for coming in this afternoon. Enjoy the next month with your son in Australia. That must be so exciting. Get a little shout out for Denver if you want.
Hey, Denver, daddy loves you.
Oh, cute. Hey, bring him in next week.
Yes.
I will. And it's Ella joining us next week. I heard that Ella might be joining us next week.
Okay.
So
in the lead up.
So we might need a couple of extra dilemmas.
Okay. All right. I'll try and source a few more then for Ella. Let's get her involved.
Look at you, DeMarcus. Keep bringing in some more guests. Thank you very much. We'll see you next week. Take it easy.
Goodbye. All thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.